Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we will be speaking with the CEO of Teranga Gold Corporation about a major announcement on its second gold project. Taking in mind that production is not an easy feat. With depressed conditions in the mining sector in recent years, it has become especially challenging. So when a company announces it is preparing to construct a second mine, that's big news. That's the news being reported last week by Teranga Gold Corporation. On September 7th, the company released a much-awaited feasibility study on its Band 4 project. Teranga's operations are based in West Africa, a region currently producing many gold discoveries. The company's flagship project is its Sabodala gold mine, located in Senegal. Sabodala is expected to generate over $80 million in cash flow over the next 2 years, and a total of approximately $230 million over the next 5 years. This puts Teranga in a solid position to fund development and construction of the Band 4 project, which has an estimated price tag of $232 million. The Band 4 project is based in Burkina Faso, another West African nation. Burkina Faso boasts 10 discoveries of 3 million ounces of gold or more in recent years. Band 4 is reporting initial gold reserves of 1.2 million ounces. However, the company is presently engaged in infill drilling and expects to produce an updated reserves estimate in the first half of 2018. Stockhouse recently caught up with Teranga's CEO, Richard Young, to get the latest news on the Band 4 project, as well as an update on overall operations. I'm Jeff Nielsen on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Richard Young. We're here today to get the latest news on Teranga Gold and its Band 4 feasibility study. Thank you for joining me today, Richard.
Thank you, Jeff.
Well, let's get right down to it, because I'm sure investors are wanting to get the latest news here. But let's start off with a bit of an introduction. For newer investors, please provide us with an overview of Teranga Gold.
Well, Jeff, as you covered off, we're operating in French West Africa. It is a mining-friendly region with very prospective geology and a very strong mining code. And we have a existing operation, as you mentioned, Sabodala, that has today a 14-year mine life. We produce over 200,000 ounces per year and generate free cash flow, as you mentioned. We've got growth through the development of our second mine, Band 4, which once constructed in 2019, we expect to increase production by 50%. But really what is getting us excited over and beyond Band 4 is our latest discovery at Golden Hill, which is a property located in Burkina Faso on the Houndé Belt that has been so prospective over the last decade. And we're getting great results there, very good grades, and that's a project that is moving forward very quickly for us.
So three projects, an operating mine, a project moving to production, and a highly prospective exploration project. That's plenty to whet investors' appetites. But let's get to what investors are really wanting to hear about. Can you dive into the nuts and bolts of the Band 4 feasibility study?
Absolutely. So first and foremost for investors to understand is that Band 4 is going to be a replica of our existing Sabodala operations, both from a mining and a processing standpoint, and that creates a lot of synergies for us, and it really de-risks both the construction and the operation of the mine. So Band 4, life of mine, we expect to produce roughly about 120,000 ounces of gold per year. All-in sustaining costs will be very competitive at sub 850 life of mine, but in the earlier years, production will be a little bit higher and costs be a little bit lower. The net result is Band 4, we expect at 1250 gold, Band 4 to generate $55 million in free cash flow for the first 5+ years after tax, and over $400 million just on the base plan with a 9-year mine life. So it's a very solid project. But what I really want to emphasize for investors is that this is really early days with Band 4. The initial feasibility study is 9-year mine life. We're going to talk in a minute about the current infill conversion program, but beyond that, we've got a regional exploration program. We certainly believe that ultimately this is going to be a 15 to 20-year mine life, maybe longer.
Well, that's certainly an exciting-looking project for sure. But let's get into further details on this. How will the current infill drilling program help to further improve the project's economics?
As part of the acquisition, shortly after the acquisition, the predecessor company had largely drilled deposit using RC drilling, which is a cheaper drill technique, but it doesn't give you a sense for the mineralogy. So even before we closed the acquisition last fall, we advanced money to the company to begin an infill drill program, which was completed by the early fall last year. And that's given us a better understanding of the geology. And then as we've gone through and modeled the reserves, what we've discovered is that within the wireframes for these ore zones, there are areas where the drill density is not tight enough. So as a result, we have an infill program where we're infilling between two existing drill holes, and that increases the confidence, and that allows us to bring that into reserve. So it's a large program. 65,000 meters is planned for this year. We're more than halfway through that program, and we certainly expect that as a result of that program, when it wraps up, that we will see between a 25 and a 50% conversion of inferred resources, of the 700,000 ounces we've got inferred resources, into reserves. And so what that does for the company is, first and foremost, it extends the mine life. But more importantly, it will also give us the opportunity to increase production and lower costs over the first 5 years that will further strengthen those early cash flows, which are already quite robust, averaging $55 million a year for the first 5+ years at $1,250 gold.
So greater certainty and lower costs, that's certainly encouraging. But let's dive a little deeper into the numbers here. The feasibility study is based on what looks at the moment to be a conservative estimate on the price of gold, $1,250 an ounce U.S. With the price of gold having recently pushed toward $1,350 per ounce, what is the company's current outlook on the gold market?
Well, fundamentally, we believe that gold prices are going to move higher. We've been in a 5-year bear market, and ultimately, we think that the overall fundamentals with gold are going to take over. We believe that we are consuming more gold than we produce, and ultimately, that's going to lead to higher prices. And as a result, for ourselves as well as others in the industry, you know, as prices improve, earnings and cash flows will improve correspondingly.
Well, that's a strong fundamentals-based argument, and I'm certain that a lot of investors are going to give considerable thought to that. But let's talk about now where you're located. Why is Teranga chosen West Africa as its base of operations?
Well, when we look at the world and we look at gold mining in particular, there are four things that we look for. First and foremost, it's got to have prospective geology. Number two, there's got to be a modern mining code, otherwise it's very difficult. Third, it's got to be a rule-based society. And number four, the governments have to be mining friendly, and the communities. And we get all four of those in French West Africa. West Africa overall has been one of the fastest growing regions for gold production over the last 25 years. And it's gone from virtually no production 25 years ago to a point where today it's coming close to the gold production coming from North America. I've been in this industry for almost 3 decades, and when I first started, I never would have imagined making that statement. So it's a very prospective area, and you're going to see a lot more discoveries made and mines built in West Africa.
The right place at the right time. That has got to be music to the ears of investors. But let's get some additional details on your flagship project, the Sabodala mine in Senegal.
Well, we announced an update of the tech report in July. We filed that tech report at the end of August. And what that report shows is that despite the fact that we began production in 2009 with about 1 million ounces in reserves, today we stand at 2.7 million ounces in reserves after producing 1.5 million ounces. Our current proven and probable life of mine plan calls for an average of 176,000 ounces at sub-$900 all-in sustaining costs, and very strong free cash flows over that 14-year life. Over the next 5 years, what that plan shows is production more than 200,000 ounces per year and $230 million in free cash flow after tax at $1,250 gold. We've got an active exploration program underway on the mine license as well as our regional land package. We expect to continue to convert resources to reserves. We've got further opportunities underground later on in the mine life. This is a very solid asset that's going to continue to produce for a long time to come. It truly is our flagship operation.
And certainly a very impressive production profile. So let's put things all together here. When Band 4 reaches production, where will that put Teranga as a gold producer?
That will take our production profile to between 3 and 350,000 ounces per year at all-in sustaining costs well below $900.
So that's excellent news for investors. But of course, the company has more on its plate. Can you discuss what you're most excited about relating to your new exploration initiatives?
Well, you know, the one thing, just before I get into that, is it's been a wonderful opportunity to build a growth company at the bottom of the cycle. There are far more opportunities, including our latest acquisition we made last year of Griffin Minerals. Not only did it give us Band 4, but also gave us Golden Hill. Golden Hill is located on a very prospective gold belt, the Hyundai Belt. It's home to Semafo's flagship operation, the project recently built by Roxgold, a high-grade underground deposit, as well as Endeavour's currently building their project just to the north of our land package. And Griffin Minerals had done a lot of the baseline work for Golden Hill, so it was drill-ready. We came in, we began drilling in the first quarter. We've announced two material discoveries and two other discoveries. And what this is shaping up to be is similar to both Sabodala and Band 4, a multi-pit central mill type of operation. What really makes us excited is really two things with respect, three actually. One is just how well the program's gone so quickly. Number two, though, is that we're getting very high-grade results. So the average open pit grades globally are sub a gram. You know, our Sabodala property is about a gram and a half. Band 4 is between a gram and a half and 2 grams. This is looking like it could be 2-3 plus grams. So, you know, that's fantastic. And number two, that these ore bodies are starting from surface, and so they would appear to have a low strip ratio. So the economics of Golden Hill look very robust. And again, it's early days. We've got a lot more drilling to do. We're going to have another release coming up shortly on the latest round of exploration results. But we are very, very excited about the opportunity at Golden Hill. And assuming that those drill results continue as we expect them to, we would be moving this project, spending more on the infill and drill out programs for these various deposits, move into a PEA, and assuming that that's positive, move into pre-feas, and then ultimately feasibility study if those are all positive, with the view of permitting and beginning construction shortly after Band 4 is completed construction.
So cost-effective acquisitions plus organic development. I mean, that's certainly a formula for success in the mining sector. But let's look ahead. What does the future hold for the company?
Well, we think that where we stand today with the opportunities in front of us, that we're going to be able to move from a 200,000-ounce producer today with a 14-year mine life, add a second asset that will produce between 120,000 and 130,000 ounces per year on average, higher in the earlier years, that will move production to 300,000 to 350,000 ounces and put us in a position to generate very strong free cash flows. Ideally, moving forward with Golden Hill, that would then take us to roughly about 500,000 ounces if the project is what we hope it is, and that mid-tier status. Now, beyond that, we have a pipeline of exploration properties and JVs that we're looking at that potentially could be the fourth or fifth mines that come into our portfolio. So what is important for investors to think about is we're not just thinking about Band 4, we're thinking about Golden Hill beyond that, and the next project that could possibly come into production beyond Golden Hill and then beyond that. So it's an industry that takes anywhere between 10 and 15 years to bring projects forward from start to finish. So we've got to be thinking about what we're going to be doing over the next 5, 10, and 15 years today, which is what we're doing.
So moving to mid-tier status, but with lots of upside still for investors, that's a great formula. Let me provide a summary here. Teranga Gold is a gold mining company with its operations based in West Africa. As the company goes to production on its second mine, it is moving to become West Africa's next mid-tier gold producer with total annual gold production of 300,000 to 350,000 ounces. For investors looking for an established producer in a rising gold market, Teranga is definitely a name to consider. This is Jeff Nielsen, and I am speaking with Richard Young, CEO of Teranga Gold Corporation. Thank you for spending time with me today, Richard.
Jeff, thank you very much for your time.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.